Zechariah chapter 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, Yahweh has been greatly displeased with your forefathers. Therefore you say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Turn to me, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will turn to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Do not be like your forefathers, to whom the former prophets have cried out, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Turn you now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor did they listen and obey me, says Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, Like Yahweh of hosts thought to do to us according to our ways and according to our doings, so has he dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sebat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, I saw at night, and I saw a man riding on a red horse, and he stood amongst the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him red horses, speckled and white. And then I said, O my master, what are these? And the messenger that talked with me said to me, I will show you what these are. And the man that stood amongst the myrtle trees answered and said, These are they whom Yahweh has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. And they answered the messenger of Yahweh that stood amongst the myrtle trees and said, We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and understand all the earth sits still and is at rest. And the angel of Yahweh answered and said, O Yahweh of hosts, how long will you not have mercy upon Jerusalem and upon the cities of Yehuda, against which you have had indignation these 70 years? And Yahweh answered the messenger that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel who communed with me said to me, Cry out, you, saying this, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy, and I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. For this reason, thus says Yahweh, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house will be built in it, says Yahweh of hosts, and a line will be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry out yet further, saying this, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, My cities through prosperity will yet be spread abroad, and Yahweh will yet comfort Zion, and will yet choose Jerusalem. And then I lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and I saw four horns. And I said to the messenger who talked with me, What are these? And he answered me, These are the horns which have scattered Yehuda, Israel, and Jerusalem. And Yahweh showed me four carpenters. And I said, What do these come to do? And he spoke, saying, These are the horns that have scattered Yehuda, so that no man did lift up his head, but these have come to dispel them, and to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Yehuda to scatter it. End of chapter 1.